It's the time of the season where the vets get back into fighting form and the newest players battle it out for a full-time roster spot.
When training camp comes around, it's go time for me.
Hey, let's go, bring it up!
Our Falcons are putting in the work ahead of the 2024 season.
And nobody's got camp covered like us.
We gotta get a rhythm, man.
It's Dukes and Bell talking camp live from Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as we take you to camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
We enjoyed watching our quarterbacks toss it around today, and that they did. We are live at Hooters on a Friday. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, we will be back up here Tuesday. What's up, Alex?
Hey, man.
Good to see you, brother. One of our regulars. We'll be back up here on Tuesday. And I think, from what they told me, it's going to be the first day of pads. Not full pads, full contact.
Right.
And I was saying to you today as we were walking out and leaving, you know, even with the conversation with Braylon Trice and some of the other guys that look physical, some of the young guys, right? We will not know until we start to see them on a regular with these full contact, you know, practices. Guys, it changes the whole dynamic of what you think a guy is and what he isn't. So I can get open with no pads on, Mike. Can I get open with pads on, with guys pushing on me and being more physical?
Right.
All those things. So today was one of those days where, again, they're amping it up. But I was happy to see the way Cousins and specifically Penix threw the ball around.
Yeah, it's one of those things where last year, it just is what it is. And Desmond Ridder just doesn't have the skills. We all knew that. Heinicke has his ceiling. But the Falcons have got some guys that really do zip it. And we talked about Paddock, the quarterback from Illinois, who's not even been mentioned. I know the coach, Raheem Morris, brought him up yesterday. And a lot of guys like, oh, we have four quarterbacks? But he can spin it, too. So Penix looks great. The ball comes out. Yeah, like any rookie, he's going to miss on some of the timing. The ball, as Carl said, he made an unbelievable diamond. It was a 50-yard throw, ball in the air. The kind of stuff you saw on their way to the championship game last year for Washington.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the receiver couldn't hold on to it. But it just, there's a sense of just zip. The ball just goes pop, pop, pop all over the field. And you just did not see that the last 2 years with Ridder. And then before that, obviously, with Mariota.
We had no vertical passing game. We're talking about scaring
people. You and I would be watching the practice, and if the ball was thrown more than 30 yards, there was no chance it was going to be caught. There was no chance it was going to be near a receiver.
It's true. Quarterback Kirk Cousins today hit Ray-Ray McCloud on a 50-yard touchdown go route, and I'm telling you, he dropped it in his basket. Like, DB's on his back, and the ball just hits right here. Whoop! Touchdown. And it was just one of those throws where you go, okay, maybe Cousins is better as far as the health is concerned from a percentage standpoint. Because we always say, well, where are you at? You know, I'm 75%. Where are you at? 85%. Mike, I don't know if he's 90 or 85, but that throw, if he's not 100, look out. Because
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
I hear you, B. He's just dropping dimes. So there was a lot to talk about. The one thing we were concerned about today, if you're just joining us, Drake London leaves practice early today, Mike, but then we get official word, overheated.
Yeah, I mean, guys, today it felt like the first day of a real Falcons practice. Yesterday we had cloud cover. Today it was a sun beating down, and it was hot. I mean, we were real hot. Remember Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam? Talking Africa hot, real hot. So, yeah, he got tapped out. At first we're like, oh, I hope it isn't something like, you know, an injury or something. No, just simple heat exhaustion. And as Randy always says on the show, Andy Rende, you better hydrate. They're going to give you the needle. You're going to get that IV in you. But no big deal. Everything else, though, we saw guys looked at the size of. The one thing that guys asked me earlier today at the bar here is like, what do you see? I go, the size. We look bigger physically in some areas, especially on the defense.
I would agree. It's what they drafted. They want to be more physical, and we need to add size. Guys, we've gone from being a smallish defense,
right?
Okay, when Quinn was here, because that's what he wanted. You know, he wanted the quicker, faster kind of, you know, flow to the ball kind of thing. Problem is, teams tend to run the ball down your throat. And when they come right at you guys, you know, when you're smallish. So we've gotten bigger in that case, in that situation. And I hope that pays off. 404-726-0929. While we're talking about Michael Penix, before we get to a blitz, talking about him spinning the ball today, let's hear what he had to say. He did speak today to the media. He was just talking about, hey, man, I'm here. I'm trying to take it all in.
It's just a different, you know, it's just a different feel to practice, you know, in the league. Like, it's like,
everything is much cleaner. You know, it's like, you know, you get the guys competing at 100%, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's controlled. You know, it's controlled. You know, guys are staying off the ground. You know, guys making plays, you know, but they're being smart, you know. And in college, you know, when you compete and it's nobody, everybody just flying around everywhere, guys on the ground, you know, but it's none of that in the league, you know, and just adjusting to that, adjusting to the tempos, the different tempo days that we have, you know, knowing when it's a draw through, knowing we're going full go, you know, stuff like that. You know, I feel like that's the biggest thing, like, I had to learn, you know, as far as, you know, me, like, because every time I snap the ball, if it's a pass play, I want to throw the ball. But if we're in jog through, they don't want me to throw the ball. So it's like stuff like that, you know. And I remember the first couple of days, I was still throwing the ball. And I was like, oh, my bad. Like, as soon as I throw it, I'm like, dang, I'm not supposed to throw it.
Yeah, I mean, those adjustments sound like it's not a big deal. But, you know, you're being acclimated into a new atmosphere as far as what's good, what's not, what the expectation is. And, you know, it's different. But here's the deal. Ultimately, Mike, playing the position, whatever it is you've played all your life, he's playing the position. He's played quarterback all his life. He's going to look like a quarterback. He looks like a guy that knows what he's doing. He played at a high level in college. So we're going to get a chance to see him sooner than later, simply because we now know, as we talked a lot about yesterday, the first guy is not playing in the preseason, and that is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, man, and now just a matter of how you divide up the reps. We did say, you know, we've got a couple of quarterbacks that look good right now. Just, again, everybody looks good when there's, you know, nobody trying to hit you. But I'd love to see Michael Penix Jr. get the first half. Not sure what that's going to be. The coaching staff has their own idea. I know the fans want as much of Michael Penix Jr. as you can possibly get.
Sure.
And hopefully the coaching staff understands that. And I do think, look, if Cousins, and he does look good, he does not look like a guy coming off an Achilles injury, if we're honest, but it's still not game conditions. But there is a bit of a lag with Cousins. I think it'd be a disservice to Falcons if you don't have Penix up to as much speed and as much reps as possible. Right? I mean, get him all the reps.
I do. You'll hear more from Cousins coming up. Also, more interviews as we will move along our morning shift. Got a chance to catch up with Jake Matthews. That is on the way, as well as Andy and Randy talk to Kyle Pitts today. It's all coming up. And also, we've got tickets for you. Yeah, we continue to give you a four-pack of tickets with club and field-level patio access to the Falcons Open Practice August 2nd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's brought to you by our friends at the Georgia Lottery. Stay tuned. We'll give you a chance to win that four-pack. But right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Let's talk about the Cowboys, because Jerry Jones laid it out yesterday. And if you missed any of this, I want you to hear just a little bit. For all you Cowboy fans out there, this doesn't sound like Jerry's committed to paying everybody when you look at their situation. Here's Jerry Jones on the holdouts.
Look all over the league. It happens all over the league. So I don't flare when it's happening to us. I'm aware of it. You must give me that I'm aware that we want to get these guys to camp. Business as usual, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Jerry. Well, what's it mean to be all in? Because, Mike, he said this offseason he was all in.
You didn't bring anybody in. You maintained a couple of stars on your team, but you didn't pay the big guys. I mean, you kept some of your pieces in place. You didn't bring in free agents. You didn't adjust. You didn't really adapt, other than your draft picks, to your roster. You got a new defensive coordinator. Say what you want about Dan Quinn. He did a pretty nice job. Obviously not good against the Packers, but now it's Mike Zimmer. You still got to figure out what you're going to do with Dak. You still got to figure out what you're going to do with CeeDee Lamb. You got Micah Parsons' contract to worry about. You got a lot of stuff he's dealing with right now. You know, that's why, I mean, as we talked about with Brian McFadden, they've been good. No one's saying the Cowboys are bad, but they just can't push it over the finish line. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, how do you get there? Well, first things first, you got to keep the same team that was just there in place, right?
You do, because you're close. Jerry explains what it means to be all in.
Sometimes being all in means you narrow, you remove the months out here that are in the future. And you narrow it down to where all we're talking about is right now in the next playoff season. And that's it for everybody. We're all in. We're all in.
I mean,
it's all right there. We all got some things out here in the future, another 2 or 3 years on contracts, all that stuff. Let's all get in here. Zero right now in this. Dak's got his year contract. Let's focus right here. We all got a lot on the line for that playoff game. A lot of it.
Okay. 6 months to the Super Bowl. those are months that are upcoming.
Yeah.
But he's talking about, look, it sounds to me like Dak, he'll let Dak play this thing out. And if you want, franchise tag. Right?
You could.
I mean, that's the worst case scenario.
Dak. Well, not with Dak. Not in his contract.
He's gone. He's out.
He gets to walk because his contract's out. Yes. This was a stipulation. They cannot franchise
tag him. So you're just going to basically.
All in.
Yeah.
And then you let him walk. And then you're back to square one on a new quarterback.
It's going to be interesting to see what he says. By the way, one last thing from Jerry. We have some other stories to get to. It's our NFL Blitz. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. He says and was asked, is this Dak's last year? Here's Jerry Jones.
I don't think so. Just to be very specific, I do not think that this will be his last year with the Cowboys at all. It's pretty clear, I think. I want to say it, if it hadn't been clear, of how much we appreciate what Dak Prescott has meant to this team in a positive way. And the players do play better when he's out there. He does make his teammates play at a higher level. There's no question about it. So I'm right there in line with his best fan.
So then cut him a check. Let's go. Get him right there in the Joe Burrow range and let's get on with our lives. Or continue to talk in circles like a 90-year-old who's not making much sense.
He's 80. But yes, I'm with you. I totally agree with you.
Right.
I just, Mike, I feel like that was all, you know, that was all BS, right? Because you just said it, man. If you really want the dude, and I'm his biggest fan, then cut the check.
I mean, look, this is where it's...
Cut the check.
You can always get other wide receivers. I mean, the wide receivers are there. I get it. CeeDee Lamb is a specific skill set. And Jerry is 81. You just pointed out. He'll be 82 in October. It just sounds older. It's just, you got to have the QB. He's always found the ability to bring in the skill position players. Get your quarterback and let's get on with it. But well, what are you going to do with McCarthy, by the way? People don't even, they're not even talking about that. So, McCarthy's on the last year of his deal.
So you didn't hear what he said about McCarthy yesterday? This is great. For all the crap we just got there about Dak, they asked him, why didn't he extend Mike McCarthy? And his answer was Green Bay game. And I thought it was brilliant. Because for all the crap we say, oh, one game doesn't define you. Basically, Jerry said, you can lose, but you can't lose like that at home. And especially in a playoff game. So he didn't get extended because of the way that Jordan Love and the Packers went in there and kicked their butts.
So why didn't you just fire him? This gets back to what I said back in February, January of last year.
He's under contract for one more year.
What is that to Jerry Jones? The same thing with his previous head coaches. Why did you stay with Garrett all that time?
Well, here's
the deal.
Made
no sense.
You're not giving him more. If he wins, we can have a conversation.
But if he's incompetent, then fire him. If you felt he just blew it. And again, don't forget, remember, was it the 49er playoff game where he came out and said, I knew we weren't ready to play? McCarthy was on record. Mm. So fire him. Get another guy in there.
Yeah.
Why are you rolling another season with this guy?
I thought it was a brilliant answer. Everybody talks about stuff like that. Well, that game hurt him. That game obviously hurt him for getting more money.
Did McCarthy throw the two interceptions in the first half?
No, he didn't. I'll say this, too. The 49ers have a problem.
I'm not a
problem.
McCarthy fan. I'm just saying. They just collectively, they choke. McCarthy and Dak together choke.
Neither am I. I'm just laying out the facts. The facts are they got a lot of problems going on. $60 million per season. Are you going to pay Brock Purdy that? Because if you are, then the 49ers, they're not going to pay Trent Williams.
No.
They're certainly not going to pay Brandon Ayuk. I think they got some real issues because, by the way, next year after this season, the Purdy contract situation will be looming.
And Purdy better ball out because I've not even – you know, you and I talk about Tua and what you give Jordan Love. No way I'm giving that kind of money to Purdy.
No way. What did Kyle Pitts have to say on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game? You'll hear it coming up as we are live at Hooters. So we've got news on a quarterback getting paid. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been waiting and talking for the last few weeks about whether or not the Dolphins, Mike, were going to take care of Tua Tagovailoa. They have. 4 years, $212 million. You like this deal?
Well, I mean, you knew that you got to pay him. We were just talking off the air. Just same thing we said about Dak Prescott. You're going to start from scratch? You're going to go back and draft your new quarterback. You're going to take one off the shelf and as a free agent and spend even more money. So $53 million it averages out. So it's less than Joe Burrow's deal?
It is. Okay. 55 per and less than Trevor Lawrence, who just signed his deal at 55.
Yeah,
per.
I still think Trevor Lawrence got overpaid for what he's done.
Agreed.
But Tua, I remember 2 years ago, the big concern is one more hit, his career's over. And then they kind of sidestepped that, and it hasn't really ever cropped up since. So, yeah, I think it's a smart deal. You know, they get so much invested on the offensive side. But now, Carl, just like for the other teams, like the Bengals, like the San Francisco 49ers, the Dolphins, you got to win a Super Bowl in these next 4 years.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. And I also will tell you, it's 4 years. Sound familiar?
Right.
Kirk Cousins, 4 years. You front load these deals in the first 2 years, so he's going to get a majority of this. The guaranteed money, guys, is $167 million. It's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. It's not $250 million. So from a guaranteed standpoint, which is what anybody cares about, I think this is a fair deal. The average, and Mike, we talk about this, the million, you know, 53 million average, people will see that. It's about the guaranteed money. I think he falls right into that area. But here's my only issue. Tua's had one healthy season of football, and it was last year, and he stayed on the field. Apparently that was enough for the Dolphins to say, he's our guy, right, and we're going to pay him.
Sample size. He actually had you missed some games in one of those seasons, but you're right. He's got enough of a sample size, and, you know, you've got to do it. As we said, Dolphins, what are you going to do, start from scratch? The good news here is we've got quarterback redundancy here in Atlanta at a decent price for now.
Yeah, and those quarterbacks are going to be thrown to a guy named Kyle Pitts. He joined Andy and Randy earlier today. First thing the guys asked him was how he was doing physically.
How you doing physically and everything? I think that's the biggest thing that everybody wants to know. That's a lot of questions we get asked about. How's Kyle physically coming into this year?
Doing well, mentally, physically, spiritually, feeling good, on all cylinders, so. Just firing and body's feeling good, mind good, and ready to get going.
Is there anything noticeably different? It happens day by day, so maybe it's not as easy to identify. But from where you were physically a year ago to where you are right now,
I was definitely in a different space, feeling way better. And last year was last year, this year is this year, and ready to ball.
I got, it was your offensive coordinator came out, was talking about you, about new roles and everything for Kyle, and people were asking me what did I think about it, and I kept saying to myself on the air, saying, well, he did that last year. He right. played receiver. Is there something different that you're doing this year that caused him to say that?
I don't know. Just more of a everybody's just getting utilized in different areas, maybe in more or less. I don't have a specific answer of difference of last year, this year, until the bus start flying game one. But for now, it's just being able to be versatile and, perform wherever they put me.
Is it weird out there with no fans at training camp? And it's normally that hill's full
not
and loud.
At all.
No.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I love the fans.
Sure.
Love the fans.
Sure.
But, during camp, it's, our two practices, I think that'll be enough for us. It's time for us to just hunker down and worry about us. And just, keep etching the stone ready for September.
What's been some of your first impressions of your new head coach? Because we haven't talked to you since Rod's been here and everything, bringing in Zach as the new OC. How has that transition been going with him and the new offense?
Love Rod. He brings a different energy to the team. And Zach also, he kind of had that Cali chill swag.
Right.
And Rod's the total opposite. He's yelling and joking and it's a good time, and just everybody is an inclusive environment, and we're just, having fun come to work.
Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And, we do this every year. We love it. We look forward to coming up here and chatting with you guys. I remember talking to you training camp rookie year. It doesn't feel like it was 4 years ago, at least to me.
Right.
A lot of weird
right.
stuff has happened in the world 100%. Over the last 4 years.
100%.
Is that how it feels for you? Because year four Kyle Pitts just kind of sounds like time has flown a little bit.
A little bit, and I'm still the youngest in the room. That's crazy. Stogner, our rookie tight end, he's older than me.
Wow. What?
Yes. I'm still the youngest in the room. It'll be an interesting fact. That's an interesting fact. I'm still the youngest. But I got some skin on the wall.
Right. You do?
In the Falcons organization. So it's pretty cool. And Charlie and Dwelly and Fitz as well. So it's pretty fun. It's a pretty good room.
Everything comes out, in today's society, especially sports society, when big transactions are being made. First day of free agency. You get a call or whatever, you get the word that Kirk Cousins is going to be your quarterback. How did you find out about the news, and what was going through your head when you found out about the news?
I got a call, yeah.
Okay.
I was very excited to have a person of his stature and his experience in the game. He's played a lot of ball and seen a lot of ball, so just to have a captain like him, there's someone who is, has been played with Hall of Famers. He knows a lot, and he can help you, elevate your game.
Yeah, this isn't really an attempt to compare to anyone who's been here at O'Shea to anybody, obviously. But like you said, Kirk's been a quarterback for a long time. He's been in the NFL for over a decade. He's had a lot of success. What are the differences so far? And I know it's early, so you haven't done a ton so far. But what are the differences so far with him in that role versus in your first handful of years?
Yeah, like I said, we're not going to do the comparing game.
No.
But
him,
I would say him and Matt are pretty similar in terms of, taking charge of the team, being in that veteran role and knowing, where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, so you can preserve yourself and not run into any headaches. I think Desmond did a great job of, his first year starting. and, you know, doing as best he could and, you know, trying to get as many wins as he could.
What about some of the other weapons around? Again, I went through OTA, second day of training camp. Until the pads get on you, you know a lot more, but you got other receivers now, and Moody and guys like that. Obviously, Bijan from last year. What has it been like trying to mix and match with those guys? Because you said earlier you're still going to be lining up different places, position versatility. How's it been so far with that?
I mean, I love it. All those fast guys push down the field.
Right.
You know? Let me get a linebacker or a safety. So it's pretty cool to see Ray in the slot, Rondell, Mooney, you know, Drake on the outside. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun to see everybody stretching it, doing different things, and just working off each other so that we can execute at a high level.
Kyle Pitts joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice done for the day. Getting a chance to chat with him about the upcoming season and what's all going on with the football team. How much conversation was there with Kirk about the number?
Not much as everybody think it is.
Okay.
It was really a league thing. It really wasn't up to us. And the number was substantially high. So it was not good for either of us financially.
Right.
And it just didn't make it. It wasn't like a do or die. I wanted 84 and he wanted 8, you know, because he was coming from a different team. So it would have been no penalty for him. And it really wasn't that serious to me. And, you know, it was more, you know, me wanting senior in the back of my mind. So I'll have that next year.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that would have been a ticket too as well. So it just was like I'll just stick it out and I'll put my form in this year and I'll have senior on the back of it next year.
Okay, so how has that been? Because obviously you're a new father and everything, we're chopping up. Little man's about to be 9 months. So how has that transition been? Because it's a lot different coming home from work when your little man is there as opposed to 8 months ago when he wasn't there. So how's that transition?
It's amazing. Just, you know, even if you have a bad day here, you see he doesn't know what's going on. So he just smiling, happy. You know, he's happy I'm his dad. So I just love that and never really understood it until he came out. And it's just a different vibe, a different, you know, mindset you have of being a dad. It's a good cult to be in, is what I say all the
pretty
time.
Cool. Yeah, pretty cool. I got one more. Really?
Sure.
You played the video game, the new 2K game, the college football?
I have not on my game, but Taylor's been kind of helping me with it.
Just okay, because you were talking about the Bulldogs. I was going to ask if you played the Gators, but because they're not that good on the game.
No, still a game though. It's not real. So, you know, we can't beat y'all. You know, in the cocktail party. You know, don't put it past us.
You know, it's the last regular season game he lost.
Who?
Georgia.
He was there.
I was
a part of it.
Yeah, that's what I said. That was the last one. Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, so that's, you know, what I speak on.
Oh,
you know, my record was Georgia, you know.
Hey, I saw you got to do the spike at the United game.
Yes.
How was that? Was that a lot of fun?
That was a lot of fun. It was different. That was my first soccer game.
Okay.
I never knew, like, that was that type of energy in there. They just yell. So it was
the
pretty
time.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, you know, when we have, like, the other countries come in and see how they take it, you know, because that's like their passion. So it's a worldwide thing, and it's pretty cool to see. And it's just you ducking and dodging, and the ball can come to you.
Sure.
So it's a pretty cool environment.
What have you done? Have you done a first pitch? Have you
No, I haven't done that. I haven't done that. That's on the agenda. Hopefully,
how's the arm?
I'll probably do some practicing before, definitely, so the ball can get to the mound.
Oh yeah,
don't do that. Just lob it. Don't do that. Kyle, no leg kick. Nothing.
Give into the competitive spirit.
Right.
Leg kick, throw hard.
That's the only way to get a good picture.
You're an athlete.
Come on, Kyle.
Let it fly.
I look like CC Sabathia, bro.
Yeah, like the
end of
his career.
Yeah.
Lower, I mean, slim down, CC.
That's right.
Are you lefty or?
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
Right-handed.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll get there. It won't fall short.
Right.
You know, I can guarantee you that.
Well, from everybody, we appreciate you as usual, Kyle, man.
Thanks for having me.
He's such a good guy. We said earlier, and this is off the air, because Carl and I, there was a media scrum, and we were a part of it earlier before he got in the room with Andy Rande in our Ticketmaster studios at Flowery Branch. But I asked him, I said, Bijan was talking about a more kind of a collaborative effort with the offensive coordinator. He said basically the same thing. That there's kind of questions. Hey, what are things you want to do? And maybe it was Arthur, it was kind of my way or the highway. Not to paint with a broad brush, but Pitts, Carl, he's such a likable guy. I know we always argue about the pick. Was it worth it, the injuries? But, man, nobody's nicer or a guy you're more root for than that guy on this team.
Yeah, and you know, we give him the benefit of the doubt. But when the season rolls around, I'm going to expect some things.
It's nut-cutting time. Right on. I'm with you. Got to do it.
But no, you're right. By the way, we were talking about Tua's contract. Guy hit us up. I just want to be clear about this because I was saying he's been, Mike, 10 games in 2020, 13 in 2021, 22, he played 13 games.
Right.
Last year was the first year he played 17 games.
A full season, right.
And you just dropped $200 million on it.
The offense went backwards those last three games. Go look at it. Everyone was getting on Vic Fangio. It's Coach Bra, and him got to figure that out.
All right, guys, we're live at Hooters. Coming up, we've got Turtle, Yeah Man, No Man also coming up. You're going to hear from one of the best offensive linemen in the league, Jake Matthews, who was on 92.9 The Game. We'll tell you more about that coming up next hour. When we come back, Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The cab's here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on today? We're live at Hooters, Mall of Georgia.
Hooters.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's Friday. We've made it to Friday, which is three practices and three training camp sessions for our Falcons. How you feeling?
And you ain't got no job
on a Friday.
I tell you what, man. We said this earlier, Chris. I mean, it looks like Fast and the Furious Part 10 out here at a Hooters Mall of Georgia. We got some good-looking whips out here in the lot
today. Well, you know what happens, Mike. You say that, and then guys who are driving around like, yeah, I'm going to roll up too.
Show you what I got.
Whose Lambo is that out there? Don't lie.
Who's got the Lamborghini?
Whose is that out there?
Who's got the McLaren? That's a great-looking car. That's a beauty.
Dude's like,
Granada's popping. Granada's popping.
Y'all going to get me robbed. It ain't mine.
See, the other end, and there's always, you know, I know they stopped making the challenges, but somebody's got like the, there's always like the last one. This is the super death Hellcat, 17,000 horsepower. But one of those are out there,
it's
too.
It's true. It's true. Red eye. What's happening, man? What's going on?
Yeah, within my sight line, I have a Porsche.
Yeah.
I have a Corvette. I wonder who that is. I have not one but two Ford Broncos and a McLaren.
Yeah, that McLaren's dope,
that's
man.
Just in my sight line looking out
right.
the window.
Well, Mike, he said there was a couple of cars that rolled up. I think they just rolled around the building so we could see them, is what I think.
Yes, I think they just rolled around. Lap. Just right. a lap.
Yeah.
Just a peacock.
And
lap.
Also, by the way, guys, let's give it up for the A-team. The A-team is working on a Friday. Everybody's beautiful at Hooters, but there's an extra special stuff going on this afternoon, Carl.
I would say you are correct, Amundo.
Indeed.
That is right. Okay, so I come bearing good tidings on a Friday. Because usually when I talk about the Falcons, it's because somebody's crapping on them on a list.
Uh-oh.
Well, yesterday I was listening to ESPN, and ESPN's Mina Kimes had effusive praise for Kirk Cousins.
Hey.
This offense could be great. It is the right offense for Kirk Cousins. We know that this is the right offense for Kirk Cousins. It's part of the reason why everybody loves the signing so much, because you had proof of concept with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, where the highest under center rate of any quarterback in the league. You saw how efficient he was, play action pass. One that really jumps out to me and I think is really relevant for this coming year, he had the highest EPA per dropback and the highest on target rate and the highest QBR in the NFL on throws between the numbers. This Falcons offense is going to live between the numbers if everything goes right.
Yeah, man, red zone. That's Carl, I don't care if he throws for 2,500 yards, as long as we have 30 touchdowns this year, man. That's what we need.
I agree. And listen, I love Mina Kimes. She knows her stuff. She's she knows ball. She's great at what she does. And I completely agree with her. Like, this is the stuff that we try to say on the show, Mike, and some guys take it as us being homers. We're just telling you what it is, man. This makes total sense.
If this, and again, if you protect him, which we think we can protect this man, we're going to run the football. I think you're going to want to see them play. Again, it's not that complicated. We're going to establish the run. Play action is going to open up things. Granted, we've been saying this for years. We just didn't have the quarterback who could do anything with the aforementioned play action.
True enough.
So funny you said that, Mike. You literally led me right into my next story because I got the pleasure of interviewing Matthew Bergeron today, and one thing I asked him, and I'll play the full interview tomorrow on my show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, was about the importance of pass blocking for Kirk Cousins.
I mean, it's a crazy difference, and like I said earlier, we have a chip on our shoulder. Just make sure we got to keep Kirk clean, and him coming back from an injury, and just his style of playing football, his style of playing quarterback, we got to do a better job and work on our details to keep him protected and clean.
That's it, man. And Bergeron, as we said, we've had a couple of players in the offensive line. One was Lindstrom, but you knew Lindstrom was going to be a plug and play from Boston College. But Bergeron has been basically problem free since he got here last season.
Yeah, man. It is rare where you get a guy to come in and have the impact, Mike, that he's had immediately. And then, you know, we say this. There are guys who come into this league, especially on the offensive line, and if they play like Bergeron, you're looking at a guy that's going to start for you for 10 years, right?
Right.
Bearing no health issues. Like, that's the kind of play – in what you're getting from him. So I'm very happy with his play. I know Mike and I go around and around, and it's not in a negative way. Like, we have our question marks about Caleb McGarry, but maybe McGarry's better than what we give him credit for.
Didn't we say it last week? We're too close to
it. Yeah, I mean, you know, so if that's the case, then the offensive line is going to be fine. If you asked me right now who's the one guy I do have a concern about, it is McGarry. Everybody else I'm in love with. Like, everybody else I feel really good about. That's the only thing. But it's good to hear him say that, because I think that's the emphasis from our offensive line coach, who's been saying that at practice these last few days, talking about positioning and making sure we're in the right position to pass Brock.
Yeah, Duane Ledford was out there again today. With the guys on the bags, and you hear the punch of the bag, and then you hear him scream immediately after, "Move your feet, move your feet." You hear him going.
One of the things I also love at practice, we've seen this in the college game, and the pros are using it now, they have those giant sort of vinyl padded zeros. So it looks like a giant game of tic-tac-toe.
It does.
So it's basically, so we do know, Carl, if the Falcons are attacked by giant zeros, they'll be able to tackle them and take care of them.
Okay, one more before we get out of here. Charles, Sir Charles, to you and me, he may not be hanging it up after all. He had a conversation with Andrew Marchand of The Athletic. He says, quote, "My deal is 10 years, $210 million. Turner has to come pay me ASAP, and they have to guarantee my whole thing, or they can offer to pay me a cut, which there's no chance of that happening. And then I'll be a free agent. My thing was, though, wait, y'all were the ones who effed up. I didn't eff up. Why do I have to take a pay cut?" He then said he would be listening to offers from the other three streamers of the NBA. Yeah, man, no man. Does Chuck actually hang it up after next year?
I'll say no, man. I think Chuck's going to be in the game. I think he's upset because, you know, like, we understand it. Amazon's going to be able to throw more money at the NBA than they've ever seen. This company right now, as it's presently constructed, Discovery and Warner, is just a train wreck, and they can't go toe-to-toe. But I think it's emotion, Carl. You heard the last few weeks of Chuck. He'll be working somewhere, maybe NBC.
Yeah. I spoke with him just days ago when this deal went down. And basically said, we were just confiding in each other, like, it's messed up. How did it get here? Listen, he's going to work. Here's why. He's wanted. And when you're wanted,
he's good at it.
Somebody is going to cut a bigger check. And that is – are you serious right now, Mike Bell? What's going on outside, man?
Oh, that's another Corvette.
What's going on outside? I told you. You said this, and people now are rolling up. I'm going to pull up, too.
That's you can tell by the exhaust pipes, that's the Z06. That's 670 horsepower of American muscle, baby.
See, well, it's taking him 8 minutes to back in, so obviously he's being very careful with his vehicle.
I would, too.
All right, but he's gonna be working. I'm going to say, yeah, man, and it's just because he's wanted. Everybody knows what he brings. Could Charles be the same guy with another host? It might not be as good without Ernie. But he could be the same guy,
yeah,
and you're going to get it.
I almost wish that, like, you could have Bill Walton still alive to work on. Just have, like, those guys going toe-to-toe. I don't know. You cannot manufacture the chemistry. We say that a million times. Turner, that's what made them so special. How do you get that kind of chemistry? ESPN can't do it. ESPN's tried with Stephen A. and everybody else. They just don't get what Turner gives you.
Yeah.
Be curious to see what NBC comes up with.
All right, boys, real quick, 30 seconds or less. What are we cooking this weekend?
I got a tomahawk that just arrived today.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to make this chimichurri, whatever.
Chimichurri.
I can't wait. I have a homemade recipe that I'm going to make to mix it up, but I'm going to make that big tomahawk steak, and then I'm going to slice it. I can't wait to taste it. That's what I'm doing. I've been waiting on this steak to arrive, and it finally came today. Michelle was like, "Your steak's here." I'm like, "Great. Put it in the fridge." I'm going to get after that thing this weekend. So that's what I'm going to have. I have no idea what the hell the sides are going to be, but I don't care. I'm going to grill that thing and get that sauce working.
Got a couple of ribeyes. Got my buddy Big Tom is in town. And Big Tom is 6'8", so he really is Big Tom. So, yeah, we're going to do some steaks tonight. And, by the way, you know, me and Becky arguing over the temperature of the meat gets a big, big, you know, major flap every weekend. So I told her, I'm cooking the steaks, okay? We are not overcooking these ribeyes, okay? I mean, bloody. I want it bloody but not cold, and that's what I'm going to get.
Okay.
You can only overcook it once.
Yeah, and then it's done.
If you cut into it, you don't like it, we'll put it back on the grill. I'm not serving gray meat at my house.
Yeah, and you know what? Once it's bad, I mean, like,
right.
You're not done.
Not eating a shoe. Buddy Spizzano's little mom and pop. They're from Jersey, a nice butcher shop down in Tyrone, Georgia. So that's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, and mine came from Snake River. You guys ever had meat from Snake
best.
River? It's the best. And we love our butcher shops, but a buddy of
mine. If you can't make it to our buddies at Buckhead Butcher Shop, that's a great option. But yeah, but thanks to our buddies at Buckhead, man. If you're up there this weekend at the East Cobb location, go grab your meats, man.
He gave me a coupon. I was like, well, I'll use this QB. And that's why I did it. Right. It wasn't that I didn't want to go to our guys. But, yeah, they do a great job. All right, Turtle.
All right, Oren, save us all from biting into a rubber tire and hit my music.
Hey, man, it's really become the Dukes and Bell residency at the Hooters Mall of Georgia and Exotic Car Show.
Well, you know what this means. We're going to have to put on a car show, man. Maybe in the spring.
Big time.
Maybe in the spring we put a car show on.
I'm down with that, man.
You know, we get the best whips in the ATL. We get what else? Well, we need. Where's our cook? Did he leave? We need some barbecue.
Our buddy who just we have a friend who owns a restaurant up here in Buford. He cooks for the Falcons.
We may need to hire you.
15-hour brisket, maybe.
Yeah. And so we do a little bit of that. What else do we need?
Chicks.
Okay, that too. That too. We'll do that in the spring. Maybe we'll put together the Dukes and Bell car show. All right.
Yeah.
Since you guys want to show out and pull up.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take this brother to park this Corvette outside?
Well, it took him a while to get out of the car.
We're coming back. Kirby, what are you going to do? It's Dukes and Bell.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The cab's here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what is going on today? We're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia.
Hooters.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's Friday. We've made it to Friday, which is three practices and three training camp sessions for our Falcons. How you feeling?
And you ain't got no job
on a Friday.
I tell you what, man. We said this earlier, Chris. I mean, it looks like Fast and the Furious Part 10 out here at a Hooters Mall of Georgia. We got some good-looking whips out here in the lot today.
Well, you know what happens, Mike. You say that, and then guys who are driving around like, yeah, I'm going to roll up too.
Show you what I got.
Whose Lambo is that out there? Don't lie.
Who's got the Lamborghini?
Whose is that out there?
Who's got the McLaren? That's a great-looking car. That's a beauty.
Dude's like,
Gwinnett is popping. Gwinnett is popping.
Y'all going to get me robbed. It ain't mine.
See, the other end, and there's always, you know, I know they stopped making the challenges, but somebody's got like the, there's always like the last one. This is the super death Hellcat, 17,000 horsepower. But one of those are out there,
it's
too.
It's true. It's true. Red eye. What's happening, man? What's going on?
Yeah, within my sight line, I have a Porsche.
Yeah.
I have a Corvette. I wonder who that is. I have not one but two Ford Broncos and a McLaren.
Yeah, that McLaren's dope,
that's
man.
Just in my sight line looking out the window.
Well, Mike, he said there was a couple of cars that rolled up. I think they just rolled around the building so we could see them, is what I think.
I think they just rolled around. Lap. Just a lap.
Yeah.
Just a peacock.
And also, by the way, guys, let's give it up for the A-Team. The A-Team is working on a Friday. Everybody's beautiful at Hooters, but there's an extra special stuff going on this afternoon, Carl.
I would say you are correct, Amundo.
Indeed.
That is right. Okay, so I come bearing good tidings on a Friday. Because usually when I talk about the Falcons, it's because somebody's crapping on them on a list.
Uh-oh.
Well, yesterday I was listening to ESPN, and ESPN's Mina Kimes had effusive praise for Kirk Cousins.
Hey.
This offense could be great. It is the right offense for Kirk Cousins. We know that this is the right offense for Kirk Cousins. This is part of the reason why everybody loves the signing so much, because you had proof of concept with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, where the highest under center rate of any quarterback in the league. You saw how efficient he was, play action pass. One that really jumps out to me and I think is really relevant for this coming year, he had the highest EPA per dropback and the highest on target rate and the highest QBR in the NFL on throws between the numbers. This Falcons offense is going to live between the numbers if everything goes right.
Yeah, man, red zone. That's Carl, I don't care if he throws for 2,500 yards, as long as we have 30 touchdowns this year, man. That's what we need.
I agree. And listen, I love Mina Kimes. She knows her stuff. She's she knows ball. She's great at what she does. And I completely agree with her. Like, this is the stuff that we try to say on the show, Mike, and some guys take it as us being homers. We're just telling you what it is, man. This makes total sense.
If you protect him, which we think we can protect this man, we're going to run the football. I think you're going to want to see them play. Again, it's not that complicated. We're going to establish the run. Play action is going to open up things. Granted, we've been saying this for years. We just didn't have the quarterback who could do anything with the aforementioned play action.
True enough.
So funny you said that, Mike. You literally led me right into my next story because I got the pleasure of interviewing Matthew Bergeron today, and one thing I asked him, and I'll play the full interview tomorrow on my show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, was about the importance of pass blocking for Kirk Cousins.
I mean, it's a crazy difference. And like I said earlier, we have a chip on our shoulder. Just make sure we got to keep Kirk clean. And him coming back from an injury and just his style of playing football, his style of playing quarterback, we got to do a better job and work on our details to keep him protected and clean.
That's it, man. And Bergeron, as we said, we've had a couple of players in the offensive line. One was Lindstrom, but you knew Lindstrom was going to be a plug-and-play from Boston College. But Bergeron has been basically problem-free since he got here last season.
Yeah, man. It is rare where you get a guy to come in and have the impact, Mike, that he's had immediately. And then, you know, we say this. There are guys who come into this league, especially on the offensive line, and if they play like Bergeron, you're looking at a guy that's going to start for you for 10 years, right?
Right.
Bearing no health issues. Like, that's the kind of play in what you're getting from him. So I'm very happy with his play. I know Mike and I go around and around, and it's not in a negative way. Like, we have our question marks about Caleb McGarry, but maybe McGarry's better than what we give him credit for.
Didn't we say it last week? We're too close to
it. Yeah, I mean, you know, so if that's the case, then the offensive line is going to be fine. If you asked me right now who's the one guy I do have a concern about, it is McGarry. Everybody else I'm in love with. Like, everybody else I feel really good about. That's the only thing. But it's good to hear him say that, because I think that's the emphasis from our offensive line coach, who's been saying that at practice these last few days, talking about positioning and making sure we're in the right position to pass Brock.
Yeah, Duane Ledford was out there again today. With the guys on the bags, and you hear the punch of the bag, and then you hear him scream immediately after, "Move your feet! Move your feet!" You hear him going.
One of the things I also love at practice, we've seen this in the college game, and the pros are using it now, they have those giant sort of vinyl padded zeros. So it looks like a giant game of tic-tac-toe.
It does.
So it's basically, so we do know, Carl, if the Falcons are attacked by giant zeros, they'll be able to tackle them and take care of them.
Okay, one more before we get out of here. Charles, Sir Charles, to you and me, he may not be hanging it up after all. He had a conversation with Andrew Marchand of The Athletic. He says, quote, "My deal is 10 years, $210 million. Turner has to come pay me ASAP, and they have to guarantee my whole thing, or they can offer to pay me a cut, which there's no chance of that happening. And then I'll be a free agent. My thing was, though, wait, y'all were the ones who effed up. I didn't eff up. Why do I have to take a pay cut?" He then said he would be listening to offers from the other three streamers of the NBA. Yeah, man, no man. Does Chuck actually hang it up after next year?
I'll say no, man. I think Chuck's going to be in the game. I think he's upset because, you know, like, we understand it. Amazon's going to be able to throw more money at the NBA than they've ever seen. This company right now, as it's presently constructed, Discovery and Warner, is just a train wreck, and they can't go toe-to-toe. But I think it's emotion, Carl. You heard the last few weeks of Chuck. He'll be working somewhere, maybe NBC.
Yeah. I spoke with him just days ago when this deal went down. And basically said, we were just confiding in each other, like, it's messed up. How did it get here? Listen, he's going to work. Here's why. He's wanted. And when you're wanted,
he's good at it.
Somebody is going to cut a bigger check. And that is – are you serious right now, Mike Bell? What's going on outside, man?
Oh, that's another Corvette.
What's going on outside? I told you. You said this, and people now are rolling up. I'm going to pull up, too.
That's you can tell by the exhaust pipes, that's the Z06. That's 670 horsepower of American muscle, baby.
I see. Well, it's taking him 8 minutes to back in, so obviously he's being very careful with his vehicle.
I would, too.
All right, but he's gonna be working. I'm going to say, yeah, man, and it's just because he's wanted. Everybody knows what he brings. Could Charles be the same guy with another host? It might not be as good without Ernie. But he could be the same guy,
yeah,
and you're going to get it.
I almost wish that, like, you could have Bill Walton still alive to work on. Just have, like, those guys going toe-to-toe. I don't know. You cannot manufacture the chemistry. We say that a million times. Turner, that's what made them so special. How do you get that kind of chemistry? ESPN can't do it. ESPN's tried with Stephen A. and everybody else. They just don't get what Turner gives you.
Yeah.
Be curious to see what NBC comes up with.
All right, boys, real quick, 30 seconds or less. What are we cooking this weekend?
I got a tomahawk that just arrived today.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to make this chimichurri, whatever.
Chimichurri.
I can't wait. I have a homemade recipe that I'm going to make to mix it up, but I'm going to make that big tomahawk steak, and then I'm going to slice it. I can't wait to taste it. That's what I'm doing. I've been waiting on this steak to arrive, and it finally came today. Michelle was like, "Your steak's here." I'm like, "Great. Put it in the fridge." I'm going to get after that thing this weekend. So that's what I'm going to have. I have no idea what the hell the sides are going to be, but I don't care. I'm going to grill that thing and get that sauce working.
Got a couple of ribeyes. Got my buddy Big Tom is in town. And Big Tom is 6'8", so he really is Big Tom. So, yeah, we're going to do some steaks tonight. And, by the way, you know, me and Becky arguing over the temperature of the meat gets a big, big, you know, major flap every weekend. So I told her, I'm cooking the steaks, okay? We are not overcooking these ribeyes, okay? I mean, bloody. I want it bloody but not cold, and that's what I'm going to get.
Okay.
You can only – Carl, you can only overcook it once.
Yeah, and then it's done.
If you cut into it you don't like it, we'll put it back on the grill. I'm not serving gray meat at my house.
Yeah, and you know what? Once it's bad, I mean, like
– Right.
You're not done.
Not eating a shoe. Buddy Spizzano's little mom and pop. They're from Jersey. Nice butcher shop down in Tyrone, Georgia. So that's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah. And mine came from Snake River. You guys ever had meat from Snake
best.
River? It's the best. And we love our butcher shops, but a buddy of
mine. If you can't make it to our buddies at Buckhead Butcher Shop, that's a great option. But yeah, but thanks to our buddies at Buckhead, man. If you're up there this weekend at the East Cobb location, go grab your meats, man.
He gave me a coupon. So I was like, well, I'll use this coupon. And that's why I did it. Right. It wasn't that I didn't want to go to our guys. But yeah, they do a great job. All right, Turtle.
All right, Oren, save us all from biting into a rubber tire and hit my music.
Hey, man, it's really become the Dukes and Bell residency at the Hooters Mall of Georgia and Exotic Car Show.
Well, you know what this means. We're going to have to put on a car show, man. Maybe in the spring.
Big time.
Maybe in the spring we put a car show on.
I'm down with that, man.
You know, we get the best whips in the ATL. We get what else? We need. Where's our cook? Did he leave? We need some barbecue.
Our buddy who just—we have a friend who owns a restaurant up here in Buford. He cooks for the Falcons.
We may need to hire you.
15-hour brisket, maybe.
Yeah. And so we do a little bit of that. What else do we need?
Chicks.
Okay, that too. That too. We'll do that in the spring. Maybe we'll put together the Dukes and Bell car show. All right.
Yeah.
Since you guys want to show out and pull up.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take this brother to park this Corvette outside?
Well, it took him a while to get out of the car.
We're coming back. Kirby, what are you going to do? It's Dukes and Bell.